It's time for the big interview here on Money Life. And, you know, we say it's the big interview, well, because at times it's just a big, long interview. At times it is our guests that we've got big names. But we also say we try to get big thinkers. And I would say that my guest today falls into that category. His name is Robert Michaud. He is Chief Financial Officer at New Frontier Advisors. If the name of the firm is not familiar to you, well, what I'll say is, it's a firm that has done more to kind of advance portfolio optimization techniques and certain methods than just about anybody else out there in the industry. And they do some really interesting research. So I'm very pleased to have them on the show. But if you want to get more information, newfrontieradvisors.com is the website, on Twitter at NFA Boston. Robert Michaud, welcome to Money Life.
Hi, thank you.
So we need to start with a little bit of background, because although I'm familiar with your firm, it would be difficult to do my job and not be. My audience isn't necessarily, and portfolio optimization and things along those lines and some of the techniques you guys are known for are not necessarily things that everyone understands. So explain a little bit the history so that folks can understand where you're coming from, which allows us to cover the present day.
So first of all, thanks. Portfolio theory is an important thing. It should be the fundamental question that any asset manager or portfolio manager is thinking about, which is how to construct a portfolio for a specific investment objective with some concept of risk and trying to maximize return. So investors should basically always be trying to maximize return and minimize risk, whatever an investment objective is. But then how do you do that in a scientific process-driven way? So Harry Markowitz won the Nobel Prize for coming up with a great answer to this, but is a great framework about how people should be thinking mathematically about diversifying portfolio risk. But there was a little problem with that, which is it was really a mathematical process, which assumed that you had perfect information about risk-return correlation of all the assets that you're going to invest in. So a big idea that we had, I did work with my dad, where we wrote a book, we published it, we patented it, and we started a firm based on these ideas, is to think about, well, in a very uncertain world, how do you actually optimize a portfolio? And the solution we came up with is to say, well, no one can possibly know the risk, the return, the correlation of all the different assets they're interested in. But what we can do is we can understand how far wrong we could be, and we can model literally thousands of scenarios where we're making errors in all kinds of different directions, but we're still doing the best we can. And then we can look at across all the uncertain futures, what is the portfolio that's most likely to be optimally diversified to meet your investment objectives? And so that's what we did.
In terms of optimal portfolios, when you look at an exogenous event like we've got right now, the viral economy that we're living through and everything else, I think there are a lot of people who would be skeptical that there truly is some sort of optimized portfolio that makes you go, yep, that's the one, because even if it's done right by all the math, it still doesn't feel good. So how do you mix the art and science to come away with comfort in this case?
I'm not sure anyone can be fully comfortable in this situation, but having a really well-diversified portfolio helps. It is certainly in a time like now, where the future is so uncertain, you don't want to be betting on any of the past trends continuing into the future. You want to be highly diversified across individual stocks, across sectors of the economy, across all the different risk factor exposures. But you also want to be really geographically diversified. There's never been a time, I think, where geographic diversification, maybe other than World War II or something like that, where geographic diversification has been more important, because we honestly, no one knows how this is going to play out globally. But I think that if you do have a well globally diversified portfolio, then sooner or later, when the global economy emerges from this and continues to grow again, then your portfolio will have some exposure to that.
As we now bring it forward to what's happening today, you have done a lot of research that's taking a look at volatile markets. This is not an ordinary volatile market. So how can you look at this and draw conclusions as to what we should expect or what we might see next?
Yeah, so I take an empirical approach to a lot of things, and I don't think it makes a lot of sense to put a whole lot of effort into looking at past pandemics and very specific situations that might be looking like this, but instead more broadly look at what's happened in past crises. And what we've seen in past crises is that an event happens, markets react, volatility spikes, but then what happens after that? And what happens has happened after that empirically is that two things from a risk and return perspective. First of all, risk is persistent and very high in a very statistically meaningful way. But actually, return is also high following the event. And so for me, this confirms that, you know, as the markets are figuring out what's going on, there's a lot of uncertainty, and investors are kind of rewarded on average for sticking through that. But they're taking a great deal of risk to do that. There's an enormous amount of dispersion of outcomes that happen. And so while future return is high, future risk is also very high. So there's no free lunch there. But it does confirm a lot of sort of the common sense that for most people that they should be, it's better to be sticking to their investment plan, assuming it was a good one, than panicking or getting greedy.
That said, if you had to look into the future using the research that you've done, I mean, we know that real investors do badly in these kinds of times. We know that they should stay put. We know that don't panic is terrible advice because, by the way, it could only be good advice if you actually had a time where you say, hey, it's okay to panic now, and there never is that time, right? If that advice is one-sided, it's meaningless. So it only works. But, you know, we do know that historically markets recover. So is your expectation that this market recovery that we hope to have, that it will look like anything else? Will it be something that you can sit here now and say, I think it's a 1 year, 3 year, 1 to 3, 1 to 5, good luck, we'll see you next decade kind of recovery?
That's definitely not my expertise and where I try to stay away from. So if you can focus on investment process, make sure your portfolio is well-diversified at all given points in time. Really, from an asset manager's perspective, we have three choices during a time like this. One is we can do nothing and just say, markets are totally efficient, let's just ignore everything. The other is you can try to be really tactical, time markets, try to pick individual stocks and asset classes. Some of that, there's a fine line between being smart and being speculative there. But what I like to do is I like to be thoughtful, take a step back, and think about what are good practices during all environments. And during all environments, you want to have sort of up-to-date risk and return expectations. You want to have an understanding of what global markets look like right now, not just what they looked like in the past, but not speculating about them. You always want to have a well-diversified portfolio. You always want to have a efficient portfolio. You want to be focusing on risk management and looking at your portfolios on a very frequent basis at a time like now, and maybe rebalancing a lot more than you might have had to in the past. Things like this, I think, are important and always beneficial to investors, whereas trying to call bottoms of the markets can be risky.
Right.
There's a great deal of economic data that still hasn't come out. It's very lagged. There's a great deal of uncertainty about the future and to what extent where markets have already anticipated future bad news versus overreacted or underreacted to it, no one knows.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is it's how you diversify and the importance of diversifying that's going to wind up leading you out. You know, there is a difference between how individual investors do this and how asset managers do this. And you spend a lot of your time at New Frontier talking to asset managers and thinking like an asset manager. Should people who have advisors be expecting something different in terms of what their advisors are doing right now? Is there a message you would hope that asset managers would be giving to their clients right now?
Well, asset managers should be responsible during a time period like this and not leaving everything up to the advisors to figure it out. So our job is constant risk management. Our job is to follow our investment mandate and give a transparent representation of what we said we were going to do all along. in the ideal situation, if this is well communicated and adhered to, then the advisor should be able to have a conversation with their clients saying, look, we had a really thoughtful plan. We didn't know that this was going to happen, but we anticipated that something might happen. And so that's why you have the portfolio that you have. And if they find that they're really uncomfortable with the risk there, then that might mean that they overestimated just how much tolerance the client had for risk. But hopefully it will lead to a thoughtful, good conversation.
Robert, I have more questions. I just don't have more time. But hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again down the line. So thank you very much for taking the time out to join me. Stay safe. I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you.
That's Robert Michaud, everybody. He is Chief Financial Officer at New Frontier Advisors. If you want to learn more about what they do, if you want to learn about portfolio optimization and construction, get some ideas on how it's supposed to work, go to newfrontieradvisors.com. They're on Twitter at NFA Boston. Okay, we just hit the halfway pole on today's show. Up next, we'll be talking technical analysis with Jim Welsh. And then later, it'll be the Money Life Market Call. We'll be talking disciplined stock investing with Martin LeClaire from Barrick Yard Advisors. We're living the money life, and there's so much to do, you don't want to go away.